something that, say if you left the porch light on, this insect would come around, and if you grabbed it, powder would come off in your hand.
Butterfly.
Okay. What about something that gets in your wool clothes?
Moths.
Or just one of those, you call them a...
The moth is the thing that eats up the wool clothes, I don't know.
Okay. This is an insect that's got two pairs of shiny wings, and it's got a thin body. And
bat?
Huh?
Bat?
Well, it's only about this big. It'll stay around damp places.
I don't know that.
Do you ever hear of mosquito hawk or dragonfly or snake doctor?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've seen what they call the snake doctor.
Uh-huh. What does that look like?
It looks something like a butterfly. And the wings are kind of transparent,
mm-hmm.
with little dots on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've seen. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
The bee?
Mm-hmm.
Wasp?
We're talking about several of those. You talk about several.
Yes, the bee will sting you.
And several wasps.
Wasps.
Uh-huh. What about something that builds a nest like this?
What is that now? I can't recall what that is. A wasp will build a nest.
Mm-hmm. Something that builds a nest out of mud or dirt.
Daidaba.
And something that builds a nest on the ground.
That's the swallow.
Huh?
Swallow?
Uh-huh. Is that a kind of insect or?
No, that's a bird. My mother used to tell me, I remember when I was a little girl, I used to always want to see a swallow because, mm-hmm. she said, shut your mouth and listen more.
Mm-hmm.
When people are talking, and you will learn something. And don't ever tell people when they start trying to tell you something, I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the swallow, she said, doesn't know how to build his nest today. Another bird came to show him how.
Mm-hmm.
And the swallow kept jumping around saying, I know. So the bird left him,
mm-hmm.
and thought to himself, well, if you know, I'll leave you. And mm-hmm. she said, the swallow doesn't know how to build his nest today. He builds it on the ground.
What about a little red insect that'd get in your skin if you went blackberry picking?
Red bug?
Okay. And something that you, say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, something you'd find stretched across the corner and up in the ceiling.
Cobweb.
Okay. What about something similar to that outside, maybe across a bush?
The wasp?
Well, would you call it a cobweb if it's outside?
Cobweb is an accumulation of dust, isn't
uh-huh.
it?
What about something that a spider builds outside?
Spider builds his nest.
Okay. And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are
called... Oh, a spider has a web.
Uh-huh.
The wasp is a thing that has a nest.
Uh-huh. What about the parts of the tree that grow under the ground?
The root?
The
root.
Okay.